Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. We welcome Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a vice president, to take us to the southern border of Gaza, along the international border with Egypt, the Sinai, and a success and a series of questions. Jonathan, a very good day to you. The headline is Hostage Qaid Farhan al-Qaeda rescued by IDF troops from South Gaza tunnel. Please help us understand the significance of that last part, South Gaza tunnel. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yeah, I mean, we've been watching the United States since, I guess we could probably say since March, warning the Israelis not to operate in the Philadelphia area, Philadelphia corridor, as it's known, along the border between Gaza and Egypt. We've heard that Israel shouldn't be operating in Rafah because of the dangers of a humanitarian crisis in this southern town of southern Gaza. The Egyptians have been warning the Israelis that they should not, that they cannot operate in this area, that they find it threatening in some way. Well, what we now see is that not only have the Israelis destroyed the supply lines for Hamas, and we're now beginning to see, I think, the organization getting suffocated, getting cut off, lacking the resources that it needs to fight the war, and we're beginning to see them lose. That was, I think, the first major development. We can say that that has occurred. Now we're seeing that there are hostages that are in this area that the Israelis are able to rescue. What we're seeing is that Israel is fully justified in operating in this area of southern Gaza. They need to stay there to make sure that the Hamas supply lines are closed off, but they also need to be there because apparently there are hostages and maybe there are more. So this is an important day for Israel. I think it is now justified, the policies that they have slowly but steadily adopted over the last several months in defiance of the U.S., in defiance of global opinion, and certainly in defiance of Egypt's threats.
Let's recover the Philadelphia route. This was established some years ago when the Israelis had parts of the Gaza Strip for farmers who were quite successful in raising vegetables, and I remember cut flowers for European market. I visited the greenhouses. They were all up to date, temperature controlled, and there was a large Jewish settlement in the south of Gaza that you entered by with the IDF's help. You drove in past the Palestinian barriers and were in a village that was up to date with a lot of modern houses. That was the southernmost of Gaza. The next time I saw it, the houses were all gone because it had been the area had been turned over to the Palestinian Authority, we thought at the time, although that became Hamas. And instead of the housing settlement in the village, there was this vast sand pit called the Philadelphia Route. And on one side was a wall over which you were told was Egypt. On the other side, there were ruined buildings of Rafah. And in 2004, is my memory, I traveled there with the help of the IDF to visit one of the outposts, like an iron tower in which the Israeli troops were maintaining surveillance of the border region. I happened to be there when the attack was launched from Rafah against this outpost. Immediately, I was asked to step back. And then after that, bang, 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 the Israelis had control of that border region at that time. This is, what, nearly 20 years ago or more than 20 years ago. Did they lose control of the border and then they built the tunnels, or were the tunnels underneath us at the time? Do we know how old those tunnels are, Jonathan?
These tunnels actually date back to somewhere around 2002, 2003. That's what we know, that these are about 20 years old. Now, they've gone through different iterations. They're certainly back then in the early 2000s, when the Israelis were still in Gaza and they were destroying the tunnels when they found them, was interesting. They could see, and I remember speaking to senior Israeli officials at the time about this, when they destroyed the tunnels on the Gaza side, they would see dust and debris billow up into the air from the Egyptian side. In other words, they could see where it came out on the other end, because the explosion, the force of the explosion, would push the dust and dirt and debris up. They often, not always, but often found that those tunnel entrances were coming out near or sometimes even in Egyptian military bases. Now, over time, the Egyptians, this was, of course, under then President Mubarak, the Egyptians began to handle this. This was at the behest of the United States and the Israelis. Pressure was brought to bear, and they dealt with the problem more or less. It was never hermetic, but more or less the problem had been solved. Then what we see is the coup and the counter coup in Egypt, where, you know, for the 2 years that Mohamed Morsi, or a year and a half that he was in power, what we heard from the Israelis was that the Morsi regime had become the back office for Hamas. That's a direct quote that I heard again from senior Israeli officials. And the tunnels were operating at a much higher clip. They were getting help from the Muslim Brotherhood regime in Egypt. Then we had the counter-revolution that brought the Sisi regime to power. Then we saw that they had shut down the tunnels again, flooded them in some cases with sewage water, and apparently had them destroyed. But, you know, it didn't take very long from what we understand it. Somewhere between 2014 and 2018, a decision was undertaken by the Morsi regime in Egypt to start operating them again. So the history of this area is one of sort of ups and downs as it relates to the tunnel activity. But certainly right now we are seeing the Philadelphia corridor as a crucial area that is needed to be under Israeli control in order to prevent that smuggling, to prevent that supply line. But apparently also, as we now see, potentially because there are more hostages to be found. If there is one there, I think it's a safe bet that there is more than one. And so we'll hopefully be hearing from the Israelis soon whether there are other operations to be had to recover additional hostages.
A puzzle, Jonathan, because of your chronology. The Sisi government either didn't know and is inadequate, or did know and is cynical. But that's not what I'm going after. Who's driving the Sisi government? What do they get out of cooperating with the Hamas, which is an extension of the Muslim Brotherhood, who are said to be the enemies of the Sisi government? Who's in control? Who's Mr. Big here, Jonathan?
Yeah, it's a great question, John. And I think, you know, we don't know. I think that's for sure right now. We just don't know. It's the only thing that I can say with certainty is that we don't know. And that's primarily because we have not heard the U.S. Come out and say anything. There's been no declaration of what has been going on or what the Egyptian regime has been asked to do to address the problem. The Israelis have been remarkably quiet. I've not seen a lot of leaks. I have been hearing from my contacts since December that the Israelis knew that this was a problem. And we've even heard that there are tunnels that this is according to some of the discussions that have apparently been the result of captured Hamas officials that are being detained by the Israelis and they're being debriefed, that there may be actually tunnels that go right to the airport in Rafah. So in that case, we know that the Sisi regime would be aware. If that is true, if tunnels actually dump out into Rafah airport, and it is the kind of thing where a plane can land, they can offload the missiles and rockets and weapons and cash, and it goes directly underground, and then it's brought into Gaza. If that's the case, there is no doubt in anyone's mind that the Sisi regime would have been driving this process and open participants. But the real question is whether this is an attempt to placate the restive Sinai Bedouin community that has long posed a threat to the stability of the regime, that this is a moneymaker for them, and that perhaps the regime has said, go ahead and do this, just stay out of our way and no threatening the regime. It could be that the Qataris or the Iranians have either threatened and or paid off the regime. In other words, either they said, here's $1 million or $10 million a month to keep the supply lines open. But by the way, if you don't agree, then we will destabilize your regime. And so it's unclear really whether it's driven by greed and money or if it's driven maybe even by ideology, where we know the Egyptian regime, they're not exactly Zionists over there. Despite the peace, they still harbor significant hostility toward Israel. Or maybe this is driven by fear. It could be a combination of all of those things, John. We are waiting to find out. And I'm hoping that at some point we see a congressional hearing, a statement issued by, you know, of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, maybe the Israelis release. But it needs to be made clear to us what has happened. And we have a significant decision to make here. We've been paying the Egyptians more than $1 billion a year to keep the peace in the Middle East. This has been a core principle, a pillar of the U.S.-led order in the region. It looks like it's not working right now. And I do think that this is a moment where Congress, which obviously they hold the purse strings and they are involved in oversight, this might be the moment here where it needs to be aired.
Detail, just final, quickly. The hostages said to be in a South Gaza tunnel. That's an exit route to Egypt. Is Sinwar bugged out?
Hey, look, I think Sinwar is likely trapped in a tunnel at this point now that the Israelis control the Philadelphia corridor. That's my guess. I do wonder whether all of the tunnels have been found. If they have not, and the Israelis are still trying to map things out and to gain control, it could be that hostages are being brought back and forth into Egypt. It could be that fighters are going back and forth from Egypt. There are lots of possibilities here, terrible possibilities when you start to think about it. But this is exactly why the Israelis need to be in control of this corridor for now.
Jonathan Shanzer, Vice President, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We're going north. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.